Heaven is better. The array of flowers was more spectacular than any garden I'd ever seen. I found myself thinking, I'm happy to know there are flowers in heaven. They had the most lovely blossoms I'd ever seen, and they seemed to grow brighter and more colorful as we approached the entrance to the large white palace we had been walking toward. Jesus led me up the steps to the double doors at the front. I noticed that the entry was framed with gold, and beautiful stained glass panels were on both sides. We walked through the doors onto a white marble floor. The shiny stone walls of the corridor reminded me that I was in the vicinity of the throne room of God once more. And with each step we took, my heart pounded more intensely. We entered the room, and it was even more awe-inspiring than before. The Lord's glistening golden throne stood atop a raised oval-shaped platform. Beams of radiant glory streamed from the center of the room where this platform was located. I was directed by an angel to a little room on the side, and I was surprised to discover a powder room there. A full-length mirror covered the entire wall on the left side of this room, and many beautiful velvet chairs were neatly arranged in front of the mirror. A beautiful being stood in front of me, and I immediately perceived that I was with an angel. The being opened a large walk-in closet that contained many robes, gowns, and crowns. The angel selected one of the gowns and put a crown on me. Each robe had rich embroidered colors. I thought the garments were the most stunning and expensive clothing I'd ever seen. After I was dressed, the angel escorted me back to the main room. The Lord was waiting for me. I noticed that he was wearing a gown and crown like mine. He took me to another building that looked like the pictures of medieval European castles I'd frequently seen. There was a rock wall on both sides of the castle, and magnificent flowers were planted all around. As I took in the scene in front of me, I felt like I was in a wonderland of beauty, peace, and happiness. I did not want to return to earth. The Bible says we all will worship the Lord before His throne. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Psalm 86, 9-10. In another place, the psalmist proclaims, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. Psalm 103, 19-20. The prophet Isaiah says, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Isaiah 66:1. Heaven is such a glorious place, and it will be a joy to worship God there throughout eternity. I once heard a chorus about heaven that proclaimed, heaven is better than this, praise God, what joy and bliss. Walking down the streets of solid gold, you'll enter a land where you'll never grow old. Source unknown. Now I know the truth of this song. Heaven is far better than this earth. Truly, there is no comparison between earth and heaven. We entered the castle, and I immediately noticed how colorfully carpeted the foyer was. The elegant furniture was selected to fit the color and style of the carpeting. The walls were sparkling and shiny, so brilliant, in fact, that they almost blinded me. At the end of the hallway just ahead, I noticed a sliding door. I wondered what we would discover on the other side.